The Bad Miss Bennet by Jean Burnett, narrated by Davina Porter. Chapter 1. Pemberley, September 1815. Black does not become me. I am convinced it deprives my complexion of all life. I am one of those pale-skinned, chestnut-haired females given to freckling if I venture out in the sun. I suggested to Lizzie that I might wear something in pale grey, perhaps a frilled muslin threaded with a purple velvet ribbon, at dinner this evening. The look of horror on her face rapidly put an end to that idea. Marriage to Mr. Darcy has transformed my once outspoken sister into a model of propriety and mysteriously removed her sense of humour. "How can you think of going into half mourning so soon?" she gasped. "Think of the scandal it would cause." I lowered my eyes so that she could not see the gleam in them at the prospect of a little scandal, anything that would lighten the atmosphere here at Pemberley. Spirits were higher on the battlefield at Waterloo. I only thought, "My black dress is so drab, I would not want to embarrass you." I am, naturally, regarded as an embarrassment to the entire family. Miss Georgiana Darcy looks down her long aristocratic nose at me. I'm not fooled by her reputation for sweetness. "Are you quite comfortable in your rooms, Mrs. Wickham? We all feel deeply for your loss, Mrs. Wickham." She sneers elegantly at my poor apparel, as if I did not know of her previous entanglement with my late unlamented spouse. If only Wickham had successfully enticed her away and married her, I would not then have attached myself to him. I might have set my cap at a wealthier and less indifferent officer. I loved him once.